Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
Welcome to Mouthing Off. Man, I am so glad you're a part of the Mouthing Off Nation, 2 million strong. We appreciate you guys and girls' support so much. You have no idea. And I'm the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, along with my co-host, Patricia Summerlin, better known as Sunny, the California girl. Patricia, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Eddie. How are you?
I couldn't be better. I had a great week so far. Week started off right. I'll fill you guys in what happened to me during the week. And so far, this is the end of the week, but I'm going to fill you in on what happened during the week, which is really, really cool. And, you know, we have a lot of great stuff to talk about this week. And, you know, talking about NASCAR, NFL. NFL starting the regular season. What better than that
can
you get than the NFL starting the season? You know, Patricia, it doesn't get any better than the NFL starting the season.
I know. How exciting. The NFL is back. And, you know, the Bills breakout and the Dolphins receiving options and the AFC mailbag.
Yeah. And don't forget NASCAR. What a finish they had in NASCAR with the final race and Daytona, you know, which is really cool. And now it sets up the playoffs and they're going to get going like crazy real soon. And I'm excited about NASCAR and I'm excited about that Major League Baseball. You know, everything is starting to really heat up this time of the year. And that's what's really, really cool is that all these the Major League Baseball, NFL and NASCAR all come together like at one time. And it's great for fans, the millions of fans, just like our show, that they come together, they cheer their teams on. And that's what's really neat, Patricia.
I know. How exciting. And what a great break from the Labor Day long weekend and hot. So thank you for all your listeners who are listening to us and enjoy our sports show, Mouthing Off.
Strap yourself in because Mouthing Off will be right back.
Hey, jabronis, Mouthing Off will return.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year, you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
This week, Crayola 24-count crayons, Staples comp books, and 2-pocket poly folders are each just 50 cents. Get everything on your list at amazing prices. This year, go forward to school with Staples. Shop in-store, online, or buy online and pick up in-store. Ends 9-10, limit 30.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Now then, all over the world.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Mouthing Off with Fast Eddie and Patricia Summerlin. Major League Baseball is heating up. New York Mets and Atlanta Braves heat up the National League East. Who will wind up on top? Flipping bats. Makes you wonder, doesn't it, Patricia?
Right. Who's going to flip those bats? Will it be China?
Yeah. Oh,
you know I had to say that.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, I thought the bats were made in Louisville, Kentucky, but probably not. You know, it's like they probably made in China, too. But,
right?
You know, who cares? Yeah. You know, it's like, hey, Major League Baseball is back. And, you know, hey, I want to tell you a story. I just got a deal today, which is really, really cool for myself and you know, the show. I just did a whiskey deal. Tennessee whiskey. That's the best
right.
whiskey in the world. And it's going to have a Mouthing Off brand on it. And that's pretty big, folks. And Mouthing Off Tennessee whiskey. It doesn't get better than that. So be sure to go down to your local watering hole and your liquor store and ask for Mouthing Off and make sure that they carry it. That's the key. And because we want to sell a lot of this because it's really, really premium stuff. It's good stuff, good for you. And, you know, every time you get sick, you can take a Tidy for the body, you know. You know, Patricia, they always say, you know, a little Tidy for the body is good for the soul.
Or take a jig for the swig or the swig for the jig. I don't know which. But, yeah, hey, I'm not a big whiskey girl, but I heard it makes chest grow on your chin and your chest. Chinny chin chin. I
what
like
do you
those
mean?
Guys
you
a little hairy.
Breasts grow on your chin? Is that what you're trying
oh,
to say?
Well, let's not. Let's hope not. But yeah, you know.
No, I think that's what you said. Or did you mean to say makes hair grow on your chest and your chin?
On your chinny chin chin. Yes, that's it.
Yeah, but you said breasts. So that's fine with me. You know,
breasts. Breast, chest, you know, if those women are out there after they're logging all day and they're drinking whiskey, there's something's growing somewhere. I'm just saying.
Yeah, boy, I'm not going to touch that with I would say, but I'm not.
And so, cheers to the lumberjacks.
Yeah, I guess. And so, Patricia, the Mets won the regular season series after beating your Dodgers. And you know, sometimes September 1 comes around just in time, Patricia, for a player to come back. And that is the case with the Dodgers lefty Clayton Kershaw. He's back at the right time. As you remember, last week we discussed the arm injury with their 16-1 guy, and just horrible. But will Clayton, maybe he can last two or three games and come in and help him out,
right,
Patricia?
I think he will. He's gonna help out the Dodgers in the long run here. And, you know, hey, you get a slow start, that doesn't mean they can't win the game at the end, and that's what counts, you know? Is that World
absolutely.
Series?
And to the, yeah. And you know, it's going to be really interesting who's going to be in the World Series this year, you know? It looks kind of like the Yankees may be in there. I don't know. But it could be the Astros, and the Astros are really a good team. And, you know, and cheating or not cheating. You know, they always say if you're not cheating, you're not winning, you know? And so that's my thoughts on that, Patricia.
The deflatable, tell Tom Brady that, Eddie.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if he has deflated balls or not, you know, but it's like, you know, I've never seen deflated footballs. So it's like, you know, that's awful strange to call, you know, just a football deflated. I mean, you got guys on the sidelines that keep air in those balls. That's their game. You know, that's what they're paid to do. And right. Let's go to, since we're talking about the NFL, you know, the Cowboys signed Jason Peters. Now, Peters was a bad dude, man. I mean, he was like, he's 40 years old. Let me put that to you. He's 40 years old, and he hasn't been with a team during spring training. Now, that may hurt a little bit, but, Patricia, he has the time to get in shape for the regular seasons.
Right.
And the regular season, I don't know why I'm sorry. What am I speaking? I haven't had any whiskey, folks. None at all.
You sure you've been sipping that? You're doing taste testers out there, aren't you?
No, they haven't even given me the taste test yet. And they're giving me that soon before I head back to Texas. You know, Peters is a member of the 2020 All-Decade Team, Patricia.
Right. Yeah, he's
and if
pretty
he's
good.
As half as good as he was, he will do nothing but help the Cowboys and quarterback Dak Prescott. He needs it because he's on his back all the time. Reminds me of one of them hookers that, you know, down on at the Red Light District, always on her back. He's always on his back.
Well,
Patricia.
Peters is definitely going to help the offensive lineman, Tyler Smith. So, you know, that's it.
Yeah, those two will be good.
Yeah,
and boy, the Cowboys need all the help they can get. And, you know, when you start looking at the NFL, you know, that like Peters is going to face the Tampa Bay Bucks, you know, the opening game at AT&T Stadium. And it makes you wonder when you're going, you got a Dak Prescott going against a Tom Brady and Gronk and all the guys he's got going with him. I told you already that Tampa Bay is going to win the Super Bowl. And they might as well start in Dallas. Because, you know, the whole world is looking at Dallas, Patricia.
Of course. Yes. Well, we'll see about the Bucks, you know. Tom Brady's under a lot of pressure currently with his home life. And, you know, he's not the happiest right now.
Well, he may be good to get rid of somebody like that, you know. Maybe he's glad they're gone. And maybe he'll have more restful nights. You just never know, you know.
Right.
It's like you got to look at both sides of the situation. And that's the way I look at things. You know, if I'm getting a more restful and peaceful sleep and during my day, I'm a lot restful and I enjoy my game, as I call it.
Sure.
And I don't miss certain things, and maybe he might not miss it. And then
this
again,
well,
he might miss it.
Who knows? I believe
we'll see
so.
How
well,
he does
know,
during the regular season.
Exactly. You know, marriage and children are his love. So, yeah, you know, I wish them well and a lot of, you know, counseling. Hopefully we'll set him back on the right target.
I don't think he needs counseling. They'll screw your head up.
And, so they say.
Yeah.
But Peter's interest.
They're dingbats.
Right.
They're dingbats, Patricia, already.
Yeah, right. Peters enters the season at 40 years of age, and he wasn't with the team during training camp. So that goes back
to
that.
Yeah, that's Peters.
Right. It goes back to that.
Yeah, that's
maybe.
Peters.
Yes.
Yeah. And so
So the
with Tom Brady, he stays in shape.
40s.
Tom Brady stays in shape all year long.
Right.
And he watches what he eats, yeah. And he watches everything, and that's how come he's in such good shape. And I don't worry about Tom Brady. I just worry about, you know, the people that surround him to make sure he has the best offensive line. Because when you're in the 40s, it's not like you're nimble.
Right.
You know, you can't run around like you're 20. You know,
yeah,
those days are over.
He's going to need that support. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And I think he's got it in Tampa. You know, the one who's going to need the support is the guy wearing number 4 with the Dallas Cowboys, who is young and can absolutely run. But, yeah, but running for your life is not a good thing to do.
Right.
And, Patricia, this is going to be a good game.
Between the two, like I say, Cowboys are my favorite, so I'd have to go with Tampa for sure.
Yeah, me too. Yes. I'm going with Tampa all the way because I just think that Tampa has put together another Super Bowl type team as they had before. And when you look at the players surrounding Tom Brady, my goodness gracious, they are all pros. When you look around them, they're all pros, and I love that. You know, it's like the L.A. Rams surrounded themselves for Matthew Stafford.
Right.
All pro guys.
Absolutely.
And look where they went. They went to the Super Bowl.
Yes,
now,
did.
You know, it could be the L.A. Rams versus
the Bucks.
Tampa Bay or
oh,
not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that'd be a great game. Oh, that would be wonderful.
That would have some serious ratings, wouldn't it?
Sure would. Or, you know, the Raiders now have their time to come back. Let the Raiders go.
Hey, let me tell you something. If you bet on the Raiders, you'll lose so much money, Patricia.
I didn't say
those,
I was betting on them.
Those guys. but there's one thing about it. You know, it's about time that these guys, it's like I've said before, you know, the NFL is a lot better when the Raiders are good football
exactly.
team. And so far, they've been horrible. And as you know, it was so refreshing for the NFL to have the LA Rams back and win a Super Bowl. And it just, you know, it just makes it so much more exciting than to have the same old New England Patriots in there each and every stinking year.
Right.
It's just like, you know, enough already.
Yeah, they've
Can't
had
you
enough.
Guys get,
they've had enough.
Yeah, I mean, the fans had enough, really, you know, except in New England. But when I look at it, I had enough. As a former athlete, I had enough. I wanted to see somebody new and vibrant and new stuff. And then, boom, here comes Tom Brady. And bam, he gives you the juice for the 2020, right?
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, hey, here comes another guy. Matthew Stafford gave them L.A. Rams juice. And then, see, you got back-to-back two great Super Bowls. Boom, boom, boom. And with guys that well, Tom Brady's got enough for everybody. But with Matthew Stafford, I was so proud of him, man.
He did great.
The poor guy.
He was a great.
Oh,
yes.
Patricia, and I'm proud of your team, the Rams, and I hope they do good this year. And we'll be there to cheer them on or talk about them.
That's right.
But
we will.
Guess what, Patricia? Hey.
We'll be right back, Eddie.
With more Mouthing Off right after this.
All over the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door, and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
Race fans, welcome back to Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield along with my beautiful co-host, the one and the only superstar, Sunny, the California girl, Patricia Summerlin. How you doing, Patricia?
I'm doing great. Keep up that. I will be doing even better. I love that intro. That was fantastic.
Well, you know something,
Eddie?
We got a lot to talk about, you know, with this NASCAR. I mean, it was the last race of the year, and it closed it out. And one of the greatest racetracks of all time is Darlington, and we're able to cover this. And they had some goof ups, really, some really bad goof ups. And you know, when I look at Kendrick, the Hendrick drivers, you know, they killed off the playoffs on Sunday at Darlington Raceway. And when you look at that, Patricia, you go like, wow, they're lucky to even be there, really, to tell you the truth.
Right. Hendrick Motorsports ends the 2020 regular season with Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson, two familiar names we know, going one way, and William Byron and Alex Bowman going another. What did they do? Hop the track?
Well, they did worse than hop the track. Both Byron and Bowman posted top 10 finishes. If they continue this type of result, they should advance from the postseason first round with no problem.
That would be fantastic. Yes, very good news.
Absolutely.
Eddie. And then on the other hand, Larson and Elliott, the previous Cup Series champions, as we know, which we covered, had playoff openers to forget.
Hey, what? And Bowman going from 3 points outside to the cutoff to 10 points. I mean, that's strong. I mean, my, that's serious driving, Patricia.
Right. Absolutely. And then, you know, Elliott had an even worse day, finishing last in the field after losing control of his car. Yikes. That's never a good thing.
But you remember last week? You said that they had sacks over their head. I think he did.
I know. He had a couple bags over his head.
Yeah, he's been too many whorehouses.
<Uh-oh>.
two baggers, one for him and one for her. You know, it's like, I mean,
let the blind lead the blind, as I say.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing about old Bowman, you know, he at least, he got up to 10 points, which was he had a good day. Those guys had a great day. The 2X champions had a bad day. So,
right?
You know, what are you going to do?
Fantastic day. But yeah, I guess Elliott and Larson wasn't, you know, whatever. Hopefully, again, it goes back to all the sports, the NFL and everything. You know, you might have a slow start, but it's the finish that counts. So let's see what happens with the NFL and all those teams. But what do these drivers have in common? They both made the playoffs each of the past 4 years, Eddie.
That's huge, Patricia. When you look at a driver in NASCAR or even a football team or a baseball team or in any sport that makes the playoff, and since we're talking NASCAR, we'll talk NASCAR. It is unbelievable to God, 4 years. In the last 4 years, they made the playoffs. I mean, that's just unheard of. I mean, that's serious driving.
That
means
sure is.
That Hendrick is giving them great equipment to drive, and the guys are driving what they got to drive, and they got good crew chiefs, and they got good spotters, and everything is really, really coming together for these guys, except this past Sunday. And, you know, some of them, you know, the wheels came off of some of them, and some of them drove like champions they are.
Right.
And so when you look at Bowman, we just need – Bowman said this, and I'm quoting him. He said, we just need a smooth, solid race. Well, everybody needs a smooth, solid race, don't they?
Does that mean dust in the air or no dust in the air, Eddie? Pedal to the metal, I say.
Yeah, it's pedal to the metal with dust in the air, and you better strap yourself in and hang on. And
right,
so
right.
That's just the way it is.
That's right. But Bowman says, I think this show has some bad luck and misfortune. Yeah. I would say that's definitely misfortune.
Well, I'll give them an Eddie-ism.
There
you
go. If
they didn't have bad luck, they wouldn't have any luck at all.
That's a good Eddie-ism.
And so when you look at that, Patricia, you know, two of them had great days. And then the other two champion guys had a bad day. Larson and Elliott had horrible days.
Carl Lawson's great.
Yeah.
He's been really good. He showed up last year. He had some adversities, you know,
like he did this weekend.
exactly. So, you know, I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, you just got to tell him he needs to bring 4 good tires.
Right?
Yeah.
Not have him fall off. That would be
right. You know, when you're running down the straightaway, your wheel falls off. That doesn't look too good, Kyle. And so I just think that is the playoff time is when everybody just steps it up a notch. I mean, from the crew teams to just, you know, the pit crews, they step it up. They are more in tune on seconds and everything. And when you look at that and it comes down to seconds in NASCAR, you want to make sure that your team is ahead in seconds, always.
Yeah.
Not only on the racetrack, but off the racetrack with the pit stops, wouldn't you say?
Well, I think it's all the team effort. It has to be from the beginning to the end. You know, the mechanics, all your guys that are in there from the beginning. It has to be. And whoever takes it to the end, who wins the race, is what I say. But you got to kick up that dust and pedal to the metal and not have tires fall off. Hear that, Kyle Larson? No tires.
Yeah, right.
Fall off.
And when you look at, you know, Hendrick's, one of my dear friends was Mark Martin.
Hendrick's Motorsports.
And Mark's,
yeah,
Mike, Matt is his son. And it's so funny because Matt had it made. He had a series car. He had everything. He had a friend of mine, Shane, who was a he was his crew chief. And all of a sudden, Matt says, "I don't want to do this." And so, you know what he does?
What does he do?
He trains all the guys for Hendrick's Motorsports, and he trains the pit crews. He trains all that, and that's what he really loves. He really his heart wasn't in the racing; it was into this, and he actually means more to them now as a job that he has than he would driving, because, you know, if you don't win, you won't be around very long.
Well, right. And, yeah, exactly. Your heart's got to be in the race. If he's not cut out 40 or he's not into it, it's going to show. Yeah. He's better off where he's at and doing this and doing what he loves, as we all know what our passions are, just like mine is for radio for so many years. By the way, Eddie, and all your listeners, I wanted to tell you I celebrated 12-year anniversary on my other radio show. How about that? We had a beautiful American Adversary cake. I just wanted to say that. My 12 years. Woo!
Well, that's good.
That's right.
I'm going on 13 here with Mouthing Off.
Wow.
And I've been, you know, we were at ESPN at Walt Disney for about 11 of them. And so we've been very blessed at Mouthing Off. And we've been with Sports Byline and all the other affiliates for many, many years. And my hat's off to Darren Peck for letting Patricia and myself be on the air with such a good network, and we'll
absolutely.
And all the fans.
Yes, thank you, Darren
you
Peck, and all the fans.
Yeah, the fans have always supported Mouthing Off because they know they're going to get it when they come here, baby. It's like, you know, coming to a car wreck, and a lot of good fun happens. And, you know, Patricia and myself are really a good team, and I'm very, very pleased to have her as my co-host, and thank you for working with me, and I really mean that. And guess what, Patricia? You know what's going down?
We're gonna take indeed.
You know what's going down?
I think
Mouthing Off will be right back, Patricia, right after this.
Mouthing Off all around the world.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G Ultra Wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is strawberry shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures. Frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead. Quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Hey, we're back. You're listening to Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my co-host, the one and the only Sunny the California Girl, Patricia Summerlin, one of the best looking glow wrestlers in history. What do you think about that?
I like that, Eddie. I kind of feel old though in history, but hey, I'll take it.
Well, you want me to call you a legend?
A legend just, in my own mind. No. Yeah, don't call me an icon because you know what? I get that all the time. Where listen, I'm not dead yet. Don't call me an icon. So yeah, whatever
they call me icon. They call me legends. They call me this. They call me that. And they even call me worse things than I can say. But it's okay.
Never too late for dinner, though. Never call you too late, right? That's important.
No, because you know I always buy dinner. So everybody's on time. And so I don't worry about it.
There you go.
Hey, the AFC is kicking off the season, Patricia, with a fanfare. Buffalo Bills are set to play against your LA Rams on Thursday night. What do you think about that, big shot?
Super excited for that. Yes, my Rams are in the house.
In what house?
We'll just say in my house. I guess they'll be at the Buffalo Bills arena and their playground. So they'll be here at the Sophie.
Yeah, they'll be at Sophie, I think. And but the Bills tied in Dawson Knox. Knox doesn't feel like he has reached the pinnacle of the game of his game yet. I've just started to scratch the surface, and with Josh Allen throwing to me, I can't lose. Josh Allen was crowned the best QB in the NFL by Bills' Jordan Pyre. Now, that I don't buy because, you know, he's a good quarterback, but he is not the best in the NFL. That's just me.
Right. I have to agree. But Josh Allen has been noted for that. So, hey, yeah, they're entitled to their feelings, right?
Well, what do you think about, you know, you got the LA Rams. That's your team.
Right.
I mean, what do you think about them opening up with the Buffalo Bills?
I think that's good. It's going to be a good game. That's what I say. I don't think that's a challenge. I think the Rams have got it. My guess, they're going to win this one.
Oh, I think the Bills are going to upset them. I really do.
Really?
I really do. I think the Bills are a lot better team than people give them credit for. And they've got a lot of good ball players. I think they're going to upset them. I don't think the Rams are ready.
I think Matthew Stafford is going to be on his A game.
I hate to say that, but I just believe the Bills are going to come in to wherever, and they're going to beat the LA Rams in the opening game, and that's going to be tough because I hate to even talk about the LA Rams because I really like them as a franchise. I really, you know, I'm a big Matthew Stafford, you know, backer.
Right.
And I just feel like, you know, this Josh Allen kid and some of the other people that they have picked up, I just think that they're going to go and beat the LA Rams. And I hope not, but I just believe that they're capable of beating the Los Angeles Rams. And it's like they say, Patricia, on any given night, whether it's Thursday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, doesn't really matter. Anybody in the NFL can beat anybody on any given night. And sometimes I question that theory because, you know, Patricia, some of these people really suck.
Right. I definitely agree. Buffalo Bills were in a close running last year, you know,
we covered that.
And, you know, hey, but again, I love my Matthew Stafford and I'd like to see him, you know, I'm not going to say he's going to be the next Tom Brady, but I'd like to see him come up that way.
He's too old.
I he's know, but so is Tom Brady. But people are saying Tom Brady is. So you know what? You can never say that because he played. Look how good he played.
Yeah, but you got to remember, Patricia, Tom Brady has so many more years of winning with a winning team than Matthew Stafford. Poor Matthew Stafford was stuck in
He was for all that time.
In Detroit.
Exactly.
And he was really, really good all those years, and he was never, ever able to show like Tom Brady was.
Yeah,
Tom
Brady was never
surrounded by
shining.
A great team.
Exactly. Yeah. But now he's got the Rams. Look at all the great Ram
and
players.
Now, like last year when he won the Super Bowl, everybody saw Matthew Stafford shine. And now I hope and pray that Matthew, you know, shines again this year because he is a great quarterback. And he's been held back his whole career by a sorry, not only a team, but a sorry franchise.
Right.
And shame on the Detroit Lions. They just stink. They're not even decent. I don't even know why they allow them in the NFL. They need to ship them somewhere else.
They do.
I mean, they need to go they need to go back. You know, St. Louis would support them. And hey, send Detroit to St. Louis, and they'd have a better, you know, crowd base and a chance to turn this thing around because so far they can't do anything right.
No.
I mean, it's sad, isn't it, Patricia?
It is. It is indeed. Yeah, the Lions have been kind of in the past, like they have been trapped in a cage maybe too long, and they need to be released. I don't know. A lot of them need to be released off the team. That's for sure. Get some better players. Bring back the team. You know.
They play more like pussycats.
Well, I know.
They play more like pussycats, not Lions.
I know, but we need to talk about a good team, Dolphins. Which I will say, I was the poster girl for the Dolphins. So, hey, I'm very proud. I love my Dolphins. And, you know, everyone is excited about this Tyreek Hill in the Dolphins offense and helping Tua. But how does the presence of Hill help Jalen Waddle? Is he waddling? He takes a big leap in year two, had a great rookie year, and has number one wide receiver joining the offense. Tyreek Hill, he's an American football wide receiver from Miami Dolphins. You know, he's really good. He's 28 years old, Pearson, Georgia. He had 40-yard dash time.
The Georgia boy, like.
Right?
Hey,
Georgia,
Georgia boy.
There goes that Georgia. Yeah. Georgia Bulldogs. Yeah. 4.29 seconds. He's 5'10", 191 pounds. What do you think about him, Eddie?
Well, he's a great receiver, and he's probably only 5'8". But
right?
It's okay. Yeah, right. And, you know, what I really hope that when he comes in there, he leaves his ego at the door and he comes in and takes a guy like Jalen Waddle, who's in his second year, who had a great rookie year. And if you have two guys, if you have one on one side and one on the other, you have let me tell you something. You can win a lot of games, and Tua will have two people to throw to rather than one. And I just hope that he'll come in and you know, embrace the kid and not just dish him and saying, hey, I'm number one and you're not. Well, I don't really care who – if you're not number one on the scoreboard, you're not number one in anything.
Right.
So it's called the Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins. It's not called the Hill Dolphins. It's called the Miami Dolphins, and that's a team. And why do you think that the Dolphins won so many years over and over and over? Because they played like a team.
Right.
And that's what they need to get back to. And, you know, Tua, if he can get some good blocking and get some – he's got some two good wide receivers now.
Right.
And now if he can get a good running game, all of a sudden, the Miami Dolphins are looking pretty daggum strong. I really like I like the way the Dolphins are looking so far. And
well,
if we can
good.
Just keep Tua healthy as a Dolphin fan, you'll be really, really in good shape. And he can throw that ball down the field. And, you know, after all, he was with Alabama and he won all kind of, you know, national championships. So the guy knows how to win.
Right.
And so he's bringing that winning attitude to Miami. And if he just can stay healthy, Patricia, that's his problem.
And that Jalen Waddles from the football at Alabama was drafted 6th overall by the Dolphins in 2021. He's a young one. He's 23 years old. He has receiving yards 1,015 and receiving average 9.8. That's not bad. 104 receptions. So
His rookie year.
Yeah, pretty good.
That is strong. And then you put these two on both sides. I mean, one on one side, one on the other. Tua's got a lot to throw to. And you know, it'd be good to get the Dolphins back up and running again. Oh, man. I used to love the Dolphins.
Me too, and of course.
They were a lot of fun to watch.
And then the Pats, Mac Jones, what kind of year will he have? So goes Jones, so goes the Pats. Pats have a deep receiving core. Devin Parker, Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne, and Jacoby Myers. Wow.
What, you think he's got enough to throw to?
That's quite a few, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Stevie Wonder could hit them. I mean, it's like, come on. It's like, you know, you need a good running game and you need a thing they call defense to stop the other team from you scoring 21 and they scored 23. That's called losing.
You know, Jacoby Myers sounds like wasn't there something that rings a bell? I don't know. Insurance company or something? Was there a commercial? Jacoby Myers. I think it's out here in California. It's an accident company. When I said that, I was just thinking about that, Eddie. I'm like, there is a Jacoby Myers. There is.
Yeah. Insurance company.
It is. Fact, oh, my God. That's funny. That is
Put your bandages on and knock on my door. So let's see what we got going here.
So Mac Jones has got a field day with all of them. So he's got to step up his game, huh?
Well, yeah, more than step up his game. He's got to be a real leader. And Mac Jones, you know, he came out of Alabama.
He knows
how to lead.
Yep.
He's not a joke. Mac Jones is not a joke. And so what happens is when you look at a Mac Jones and that receiving core, my goodness gracious, all he needs is blocking and a little bit of running. And then if you mix them up, I think that they have a winning type attitude with Belichick already. But now we're going to really see what kind of magic Bill Belichick can really work with a quarterback. It's not by the name of Tom Brady.
That's what I was going to say.
And I think that, you know, Patricia, I think that Mac Jones has got the leadership and the qualities of a Tom Brady, a young Tom Brady. And we'll see coming up this year if he can step it up good enough to get these boys in the playoffs. You know, the bottom line is this, Patricia. The first, with Mac Jones, you want to get him in the playoffs first, where he can get a little, really test the knowledge of him. Not just a little bit, but a lot. And then you prepare him for the Super Bowl. I mean, you're preparing him that now, but is he ready? That's the difference.
Well, he's certainly not a Tom Brady, but I think the Pats, once Tom Brady jumped and went, you know, with the Bucks, it's kind of went down. But again, who wants to see the Pats again? We've seen enough Pats. I love the New England Patriots, but let's hope they do come back with another refreshing approach with Mac Jones.
Yeah, well, Mac Jones is not Tom Brady, and I want to see Tua do a great job, you know, and I love to see Josh Allen do a great job. And you know something, Patricia?
What's that, Eddie?
You know what's going down again?
I sure do.
Strap yourself in. We'll be right back after this with Mouthing Off.
Mouthing Off, all over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Mouthing off all over the world.
Welcome back to the Mouthing Off Nation. 2 million strong, Patricia. Can you imagine that? We have over 2 million listeners on Mouthing Off each and every week. That's how damn good you really are, girl.
Wow, I'm so excited. And I want to say thank you to all of our wonderful listeners. And, you know, keep staying tuned because we've got a lot of wonderful sports talk to discuss. Right, Fast Eddie?
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, and that's Patricia Summerlin, the most beautiful co-host in the whole wide world. She's better known as Sunny the California Girl. But let me tell you something, Patricia. The NFL is ready to kick off, and Major League Baseball is back and winding down. And I know you're looking for the NFL season to begin.
I sure am. I'm so excited. The NFL is back. Though I'm sad because I can't watch my hockey games, but that's okay because I'm hoping the Raiders take it this time, Eddie. I know. I'm excited for the Rams, but I got to go with my Raiders this time. Let's give them a
Well, I'm a Raider guy.
You
know, I've been a Raider guy forever. Absolutely. And you got to stick with the Raiders, the silver and black. That's me.
That's
I'm a
right.
silver and black kind of guy.
Raider Nation all the way, baby.
Yeah, it's like the Mouthing Off Nation. They're wild and crazy. And that's what we love. And you know, Patricia, we've had a heck of a show today, and we've covered a lot of topics, and you know, this season is going to be a great season with the NFL as well as Major League Baseball.
Very exciting. Major League Baseball, NFL, NASCAR, you know.
Oh,
my gosh.
Man.
Lots to talk about. We want to thank you all for listening, you know, each and every one of you. And I hope you had a wonderful Labor Day weekend and faring well through this wonderful heat. And if you're not, maybe you ought to pick up some of that Mouthing Off Tennessee whiskey.
And absolutely. And for Patricia and myself, Fast Eddie, we want to thank you for joining us this week on Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts all around the world.
That's right.
And you know something, Patricia? You know what we got to do? We got to say goodbye.
That's right, Eddie. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye, everybody. See you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.